All right, everybody, buckle up, because today we're diving deep, deep into the world of quartz countertops. Are they worth the hype? Are they right for your kitchen? We're going to find out. And to help us navigate this world, we've got an expert with us today.
I'm excited to dig into this. Quartz countertops are super interesting, and there are a lot of misconceptions out there.
Yeah, let's clear those up. So first things first, what actually IF a quartz countertop? I mean, it's not just a hunk of rock, right?
Right. So imagine this. You got these beautiful quartz crystals, right? Like you'd see in a museum or something. But instead of being displayed, they're crushed up and mixed with this super strong resin, kind of like a glue, but way more high tech.
Okay. So it's like a quartz composite then.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that resin is key because it makes the countertop crazy durable and stain resistant, which, let's be honest, is a big deal in the kitchen.
Absolutely. Nobody wants a countertop that cries over spilled wine or, you know, tumorous.
Right.
Speaking of stains, how does quartz actually hold up against those everyday kitchen messes? I'm talking coffee spills, tomato sauce splatters, the works.
It's surprisingly tough. That manufacturing process I mentioned with the resin and the high pressure, it creates a surface that's basically non-porous. So most liquids can't actually penetrate it.
So no more frantically Googling how to get red wine out of.
Pretty much. Of course, it's always best to wipe up spills quickly. But you don't have to panic if you miss a spot.
Music to my ears. Okay, so it's durable, it's stain resistant. What about maintenance? Is it really as low maintenance as everyone says?
It's definitely up there. You don't have to seal it every year like natural stone. Just warm, soapy water for everyday cleaning.
So no fancy expensive cleaners.
Nope. In fact, harsh chemicals can actually damage the resin.
Good to know. Now let's talk aesthetics. Because I gotta say, the design options with quartz seem endless. It's almost overwhelming.
It's true. There's so much variety. But that's also one of the best things about quartz. You can find something to match any style, whether you want that classic marble look or something more modern and industrial.
I even saw one that looked like concrete the other day.
Exactly. The possibilities are pretty much endless.
Okay, so we've covered durability, maintenance, style. Let's talk about the elephant in the room, the cost.
Yeah, quartz does have a reputation for being pricey, and it's true, it's an investment. But it's often comparable in price to high-end granite.
So it's not necessarily a budget buster.
Not at all. It really depends on your priorities and what's important to you.
Right, it's all about weighing those pros and cons.
Exactly. You have to consider your lifestyle, your budget, your design preferences.
And, of course, get those quotes from local suppliers, because prices can vary quite a bit.
Absolutely.
Well, I think we've covered a lot of ground today. We've gone from those tiny little quartz crystals to this incredibly versatile countertop material. So what's the one thing you want our listeners to take away from this deep dive?
That's a good question. I think it's that quartz countertops are a great option for a lot of people, but it's important to do your research, understand the pros and cons, and decide if it's the right fit for you.
Couldn't have said it better myself. So next time you're browsing kitchens online or flipping through those fancy design magazines, don't just glance at the quartz countertops. Really picture them in your own kitchen. Imagine prepping meals, wiping up spills, and just enjoying that beautiful surface. Because with a little knowledge, you can make the best choice for your home. Until next time, happy renovating, everyone.